Good evening, Warren County family. This is your superintendent, Dr. Mary Young. This is definitely an unprecedented time that we're facing. We are in uncharted waters in many areas, and education is no different. Whether school is to reopen this year or not, we are defining the new normal for our community. Rest assured, there is no one size that fits all for reopening schools. Our goal is for students to be physically present for school. However, COVID-19 remains an active public health threat that influences our decisions about when and how to reopen safely. The ability to deliver instructional and other services effectively while maintaining health and safety standards is critical for our school family and our community. To help us to understand the needs of our community, our school reopening task force completed two surveys. One was for parents, where we had almost 1,300 parents, and it was overwhelming, the results that parents felt uncomfortable sending their children back to school without a vaccination. Similar to that survey, our staff also expressed fear of returning to school due to health and age concerns. In preparing for the new school year, several instructional options were provided. Three of them. One, to return to school as normal. Two, to return to school hybrid, meaning students would come half 1 week to school and 1 week at home. And option three, which was virtual, remote learning. Given the recent spike in COVID-19 cases, it is simply not safe to open school for in-person learning at this time. As a district, our Board of Education has decided that we will start school on August 17th, 2020, using remote learning, which is virtual learning, for the first quarter. And based on the status of COVID-19, we hope to switch in-person learning when the numbers of cases subside. The reopening school plan has been crafted with the best solutions possible to ensure that everyone is safe. And we understand that it's not a one-size-fit-all, and we understand that it won't be a perfect solution for everyone, but ultimately our goal is to ensure safety first for everyone. Many of you will have questions in reference to what that virtual plan will look like, and so our goal is that we will promise to have regular and frequent communication with you. One of the things that we will be doing, we will be sending out flyers to parents. We will also be posting information on our Facebook, on our Twitter, as well as our district website to let parents know what the updates are. In addition, we will be having two Zoom town hall meetings to provide parents with the opportunity to hear the plan and to ask questions. Our first school district Zoom town hall meeting will be on July 22nd at 6:30. And our second one will be on August 5th at 6:30. In addition, we will also have Mr. Andre Stewart and I, our Chief Operation Officer, will be on War 1520 on July 23rd at 1:30 to discuss our district's plan. Rest assured, we aim to be clear and concise and to have frequent communication with you as a family. We also endeavor to utilize all channels available to keep you informed about the changes and the processes that are going on and anything that may arise due to the pandemic. We want to stay connected with you, and we plan to stay connected with you. We need your informed support in order for this to succeed. Once again, we will face this virus together and win, but it will take us to be able to do it together in order to achieve this goal. Have a great evening.